Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Did anybody do anything and they're like, I never want to do that again?
Oh, of course.
All right.
I think so a lot of people have.
Write it down. Like, I want to know what's on your anti-bucket list.
Okay.
Could be a place that you ate.
Well, that would be boring.
Could be a place that you vacationed.
Don't call in with a place that you ate.
I don't like Denny's.
It's like a life experience.
Ate there once. It sucked.
Like, oh, man, I let my buddy also nail my chick at the same time. And I regret that.
Okay, I guess.
Like, that would be funny.
All right, we could take those calls.
I'm just saying that would be better calls, right, than
for
like,
sure.
Oh, my God, I hate sushi.
Yeah, yeah, I guess. You could. You're onto something. But, you know, your anti-bucket list, John, have you tried that you don't want to do again?
Swimming in a lake without a life vest. Because I can't, it was hard. I can swim, but not in a lake.
Huh. In a vest without a life jacket.
I wanted to do it, so I did. I jumped off this boat and I swam, but then, like, I made it.
I know
it
how swimming works.
And then I almost drowned. Somebody had to save me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to punch that person in the mouth.
I almost died that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish you would have.
Oh, you're so rude.
What?
Like, first you said you wanted to punch the person
imagine
in the mouth.
How much better his whole family would be off if he was dead.
Oh, that is so rude.
You know what I mean? Like, they wouldn't burden of John.
Look, that's why I have a tarp up so I don't have to see him. I get it. He's annoying, right? Yeah. He bumbles and fumbles through life, but I would not want him dead. That's
I'm just saying it wouldn't be that bad if he was.
That is insane. Wow. You're an insane
like,
person.
If he accidentally drowned that day, nobody would have been like, oh, boo-hoo.
I yes.
I feel like somebody
oh,
would.
Look
I
at
was
him.
With my, I was with my family, Derek. They would have all been boo-hoo.
They may have that day been boo-hoo, yeah. But like moving on, you got to think about
yeah,
it.
Like, but Derek, you're acting like they say yoo-hoo.
You bring down the family.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
The
you're
family,
a burden.
The family
because you don't
down.
Carry your weight. You don't carry your weight.
Down. No, they're all great, but they're just so.
They always have to take care of you.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
All right, let's go to.
You literally live with your parents.
Well, Kristen,
parents, you're 35.
Kristen,
yeah. 35.
What is on your anti-bucket list?
Good morning, Billy Madison. So on my anti-bucket list. Is one of the things you're not supposed to do as a woman that I ended up doing, which is going for a late night walk on the beach, and it did not end well.
Okay, how did it end? I'm so scared to ask.
So my friend and I were out on the beach, and we were like, hey, let's have a couple drinks, and then let's bury each other in the sand. But obviously it didn't go that way. And this Russian dude comes up to us, and he won't leave us alone. And in the end, he's like trying to get us to chill, and we're like, no, we don't want to hang out with you. You're weird, and you're Russian, and it's late at night. And then, basically, long story short, we had to, like, get away from him. And in the process, we ended up stealing his butterfly knife. Like, name brand, high-end,
he had
brand
a butterfly
new
knife?
What's,
butterfly
okay,
knife.
I don't know why
I
you
feel like in
Russians.
Russia, you get those at birth.
One.
Just a guy.
It could have just been a guy.
Well, but, you can tell if he's Russian.
But that's,
hello,
okay.
Ladies.
So you steal his butterfly knife. So you're saying you would never walk on the beach late at night with your friend and bury yourself in sands. And because then the Russian guy came up.
I don't ever want to go to the beach again.
Then this guy made you not want to go visit the beach ever again.
Man, wow. So do you
see a Russian on a beach has to be a crazy thing. Hey,
so pasty.
Can I ask, what happened to the butterfly knife?
Right.
Well, first off, he gave it to me because he goes, you seem a little frightened. Here's my weapon, you know.
Here's my weapon.
Seem a little scared, so here's right. My knife.
My
it's illegal.
My response to him was literally, thank you. By the way, I already have a knife, and then I pulled mine out, and then I just had two knives.
Damn, you got, damn, you just roll around with a knife, too?
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
That's crazy.
Well, thank you for calling
in. Badass.
Yeah, that's a great story.
That's an insane, was that a real story?
Yeah,
100%. I feel like that was a movie.
No, that was Kristen.
Okay.
Let's go to Pete.
Who the hell Kristen is?
I don't know. She's from Texas.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Pete?
I think my unwanted bucket list is probably Dirty Derek with my ex.
Oh, you wish you hadn't done it.
Yeah,
because after that, I mean, she was a whore before, but I made her into an even bigger whore after that.
All right. whose idea was that, sir?
Oh, my God.
I guess it was just kind of both of ours, I guess, but, you know.
So you do it, and then right after that, did you have that moment of regret?
No, it was cool, but, I mean, like I said, she was the whore before. And
okay, we're
asking, like,
part.
When the regret from you came in. Was
you,
it
sir.
During it? I wonder if they're ever, like, in the middle of it, they're like, I wish I wouldn't have done this.
Albert.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, man. Anti-bucket list.
Yeah.
I actually got married when I was 17. Now, kind of regret it.
You have to get parents' permission. Yeah, I got to have a note or something, right?
Yeah, man. Both of our moms actually went downtown with us to sign the papers, downtown San Antonio. And yeah,
okay, did you knock her up or something? What was the rush?
Yeah, no doubt.
No, man. No, that's the crazy thing. We didn't have kids till like 2 years later.
Wow.
And now we have 3 kids and like married 10 years and very happy now. I guess at the time I regret.
So what do you regret?
Yeah, right. You're still married?
Sounded like it worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounded like it was the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Do you think you missed out on some tail, as the old guys say?
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Sometimes I go to clubs with the guys or just being out anywhere, and I see something, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, for sure.
Right. So you feel like you missed out. Look. You know what, though?
Yeah, definitely.
This is what you do. When you see that, just think of, well, you missed out on STDs. You missed out on some unplanned pregnancies.
Actually.
So look at the positive. Like, you missed out
those
on
things rarely happen.
A drippy wiener, you know, because you catch something from, you know.
Yeah, man.
So look at the positive. And now look at you. And maybe that's a – no, look at your family. I'm doing this wrong. Look at your family and go, wow, I got this wonderful family.
Yeah,
that'd be
awesome.
Yeah, see? So – yeah, it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Little Debbie, man, what is on your anti-bucket list, something that you did that you wish you would never do again?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Thursday. So something that I did that I would never do again, call into a radio show when I'm having a bad day.
Oh.
And then get ripped apart by Cody.
Oh, he did. He ripped you apart. Yeah, that was unfortunate. Let's go to Keith. Yes. Keith.
What the hell was that?
Yo, Keith.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I just want to let you know that the show is awesome today. You guys have me cracking up. I got two for you, though. I got one, I wish I would have never turned on your show and heard John talk.
Wow.
And two, I wish I would have never got a Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl championship tattoo on my leg.
Okay. It's on my arm. Yeah. But that's, I know you meant to say leg because you wanted to be embarrassing to be because it's not my leg, it's my arm.
Yeah,
but I got fat arms, so they look like legs. I get what you're saying. Yeah, it was rude, Keith.
It's like you have four legs.
All right, cool. That's awesome, guys.
Chicken Joe.
You guys are really enjoyable.
Chicken Joe.
Fox, so the one thing I did that I regret doing is we tripped mushrooms down in Corpus, and then, like, in the middle of the night after we tripped, we were feeling so happy, we went and waded, like, about a football field out into the ocean, jumping in the waves and everything, in the middle of the night. Like, we were just shark bait out there.
Yeah. Well, also, the ocean is, like, undefeated. So you could have, I mean, something terrible easily could have happened.
Yeah. Yes. Real bad.
Yeah, you guys are insane. But you're on mushrooms, so what can you do?
Let me go to Cody. What's up, Cody? What do you got, Cody?
Okay, so one thing I regret doing is taking on the Corpus Christi office. I wish I never did that.
Okay. With your job, I get it. All right.
Yeah, I wish I would have never agreed to take on this office because Corpus is crap.
I'm right.
Corpus is crap.
Yeah, I know, but you're
putting down here fat belly.
Okay, yes, all right. But wow. You're putting in pools and they're very nice people.
Sure, Bill. Okay. Sure.
All right. Why is he so mad at Corpus?
I don't know. I don't know why people call it an attack our markets sometimes.
I don't understand that. You should be happy for us. We're
no,
on.
They're like territorial.
Cheyenne, Wyoming.
They're
we're
like,
on
no,
in
this is
Lubbock.
Our show.
We're on in Delmarva. We're on in Palm Springs.
Yes.
In Corpus.
Yes.
Come on. And of course, our home market.
Wish us success, damn it.
You know, it's funny. Derek brought up a great point. So they were going through the best morning shows in San Antonio.
Yeah.
And we weren't even on the list.
Not even nominated.
No.
We have it. We've been number one for years.
Years.
And it's not even close. The shows that are nominated, there's a show that's nominated that's not even a morning show. It didn't come on until like 10. It's just a. I know who it was. I know who put together the thing. It was a slight at us.
Why?
Because people think in the media they can be disrespectful because they don't think I'll smack them in the mouth when I see them. And I will. I don't care.
Let's go to Raul. Yes, Raul.
Hey, guys. My anti-bucket list thing would definitely be hooking up with a girl with really huge boobs.
What? What? Because now you know what it's like?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it takes like four hands to hold these things. They were so
Oh, boo-hoo. Oh, boo-hoo. Oh, you're doing a weird flex right now, and I don't like it.
Let's go to Monica. Monica, what is on your anti-bucket list? Something you did, and you're like, I'll never do that again.
I will never mess around with a coworker again.
Oh, no. That's a good one.
She never messed around.
So what happened? It ruined your job or what?
No, she just got really weird about it.
Oh, okay. It was a girl?
Like every time we're working out, yeah.
Oh,
every time we're working out, she's like, hate stuff, like, you know, making it more obvious. And then there's like, we work with guys and girls. So everybody's like, wait, what is she playing? Right? Like, yeah, she's playing. I don't know. What the heck's wrong with her?
Okay, so
now everybody's
she's
like,
playing. Yeah. She's kidding. Like,
So, this is what I imagine. Yeah. So, you guys, maybe, were you guys having drinks after work or something, then a pillow fight? Right. What happened?
We were having drinks after work, and we were just playing board games, and then one thing led to the other. We're playing, like, Truth or Dare.
We went from board games to beaver games.
Mm-hmm. That seems weird.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Now,
and
is it
got a little weird after that.
Yeah, is it uncomfortable when you see that person?
You know, at first, I didn't think it was going to be uncomfortable, and I didn't even, you know, lead on with it or anything. And she's just pretty much, I guess she wants more or something, and now she's just always bugging.
Always bugging you. I got you. All right. So you'd never hook up with a coworker again. Thank you, Monica. Let me go to Laird. Yes. What's on the bucket list that you'd never do again? Thank you for the gift again, Laird.
I regret letting my brother have the top bunk.
That's right, because if you don't know, Laird is Jared's brother, who's our producer, and their brother and I was going to say brother and sister. Brother and brother. And yes, so they used to live together with bunk beds. Oh, let's ask Rufus.
Rufus, nice.
What's up, Rufus? What is on yours? Was letting the wolves hang out with their chickens.
Right, I wish I would just take the butcher's word for it, man.
What is?
Yeah. No, never get drunk at a beer joint and find one of them old gals with some big huggies, and you reach down there and find out she got a bigger one than you got.
Oh, come on, Rufus. Rufus.
Hey, it happens, okay? It happens.
So you got drunk, I mean, you know, and you're messing around with this old gal, and then the old gal had a hog?
I see
down yonder, as you'd probably say?
Find out your girlfriend's got one bigger than you got.
Oh, goodness. What a funny joke.
What?
You know what I mean? Because he's going down there. He's like, whoa, that's bigger than mine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, talking about joke making, that is.
Let's go to Keith. Yes, Keith.
Hey, what's up, Bill?
Hey.
Calling in again, bro. Hey, what I wouldn't do is I wouldn't drive around until my car runs out of gas.
It's a good bet. It's a good bet.
That's right. Jared, he wanted us to just have somebody drive around until the car ran out of gas.
You got to leave Jared alone.
And you know what's funny is I get it when it didn't tell you. You know, it was kind of a mystery when your car would run out of gas. But it's got the thing on there that says, you know,
yeah,
and it'll yell at you when it needs gas.
Right.
That's
so
okay.
It's kind of an impossible.
You guys have butchered what the bit really.